Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins, and for this week's show, I've decided to do the music of the band Electric Light Orchestra, better known as ELO. So the first two tunes I have for you guys, the first one is going to be Telephone Line, and that will be followed by Mr. Blue Sky. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Like nights, do I do that? the blue sky. Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go
And welcome back, everybody. So if you're just tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KTDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's show, I decided to do one of my favorite bands of all time, Electric Light Orchestra, better known as ELO. And those first two tunes you heard, the first one was Telephone Line, which comes off the 1976 album, A New World Record. And some fun facts about it, it was released as a single in 1976, the A-side to the song Poor Boy, and it became the biggest single success in the US, peaking at number 7, and was the band's first UK Gold Award for a single, peaking at number 8 on the UK charts. And due to the band's success in the US, they decided to use an American ringtone during the song, rather than an English one. if you didn't know, ELO is an English band. And to achieve this, the band phoned from England to America to a number that was no longer in use and listened to The Ring. And then, after they listened to The Ring, they recreated the sound on a synth instrument known as a Moog. And that second song you heard was Mr. Blue Sky, and that comes off of the 1977 album Out of the Blue. And some fun facts about it, Mr. Blue Sky was the second single to be taken from ELO's seventh studio album and reached number 6 on the UK singles chart and number 35 in the United States. And the song was played as a wake-up call to astronaut Christopher Ferguson on day 3 of the STS-135, or better known as the final mission of Space Shuttle Atlantis. So moving right along with ELO tunes, the next two I have for you guys, the first one will be Last Train to London, and that will be followed by Can't Get It Out of My Head. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Just leave him down. But I really want tonight to last forever. Ocean's daughter.
Welcome back, everybody, to Throwback Thursday. So those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Last Train to London, and that comes off of the 1979 album Discovery. And some fun facts about it, Last Train to London was released in 1979 in the UK as a double A single, along with the song Confusion. It peaked at number 8 in the UK and at number 39 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart, and in Spain, it was released with a Spanish title. And that second tune you heard was Can't Get It Out of My Head, and that comes off of the 1974 album El Dorado. And some fun facts about it, it became ELO's first top 10 single in the US, reaching number 9 in 1974. However, the song failed to chart in the band's home country of the UK, despite their having four previous top 40 hits there. And Can't Get It Out of My Head is featured in the soundtrack of the 1977 film Joyride. So moving right along with these tunes from ELO, the next two I have for you guys, the first one will be Hold On Tight, and that will be followed by Do Ya. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Just over and over and over you put. accrochez toi à ton rêve. Accrochez-toi à ton rêve. Quand tout voit ton bateau partir, quand tout son ton cœur s'est brisé, accrochez-toi.
Yeah.
And welcome back, everybody. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I've decided to do the music of Electric Light Orchestra, better known as ELO. And those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Hold On Tight, and that comes off of the 1981 album Time. And some fun facts about it. Hold On Tight was released as a single in 1981 and reached the top 10 in a number of countries, hitting number 1 in Spain and Switzerland, number 2 in Germany, number 4 in the UK, and number 10 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart. And the third verse of the song is actually in French and translates to "Hold on tight to your dream, hold on tight to your dream. When you see your ship go sailing, when you feel your heart is breaking, hold on tight to your dream." And at the time, the music video made for Hold On Tight was the most expensive, having a budget of approximately £40,000, which, using today's current exchange rate, is around $50,000. And that second tune you heard was Do Ya? And some fun facts about it. It was written by Jeff Lynne and originally recorded by The Move in 1972. But the song later became a hit after it was recorded and released by ELO in 1976 on a New World Record. And ELO was originally only a side project for Lynne, his main band being The Move, which, for those of you who don't know, The Move was an English rock band from Birmingham. So moving right along here, the next thing I have for you guys is Turn to Stone and Evil Woman. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Turn to stone when you are gone. I turn to stone.
Welcome back, everybody. So some of you may have noticed that I actually ended up playing a different song for the second one. I actually think I skipped Living Thing a bit earlier on in the show, so I decided to give it its moment in the limelight. So the first tune you heard was Turn to Stone, and that comes off of the 1977 album Out of the Blue. And some fun facts about it, Turn to Stone is the opening track of the album, and it reached number 18 in the UK and spent 12 weeks on the charts. And out of the four singles from the Out of the Blue album, Turn to Stone was the only one to not reach the top 10 on the charts. And another fun fact about it, Turn to Stone, along with Mr. Blue Sky and Don't Bring Me Down, were all featured in the 2006 episode of Doctor Who, the episode entitled Love and Monsters. And that second song you heard was Livin' Thing, and that comes off of the A New World album from 1976. And some fun facts about it, Livin' Thing was released on the New World album, and Patty Quatro, Bree Brandt, who are both female singers from the all-female American rock band known as Fanny, and Addie Lee sang uncredited vocals, in particular the higher and higher parts. And in August of 2006, Livin' Thing was named by the UK's Q magazine as the number one guilty pleasure single of all time. And the guilty pleasure list was designed to celebrate, quote, uncool, unquote, but excellent records. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys. The first one will be Evil Woman, and that will be followed by Strange Magic. So hope you guys enjoy.
You made a fool of me, but the broken dreams have got you. Up for the very next train.
Magic.
Welcome back, everybody. If you are just now tuning in, this is Throwback Thursday on KHDX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas. And I'm your host, Hannah Blevins. And for this week's theme, I decided to do one of my personal favorites, Electric Light Orchestra, better known as ELO. And those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Evil Woman, and that comes off of the 1975 album Face the Music. And some fun facts about that song, Evil Woman was released on the fifth album, originally, and the writer of the song, Jeff Lynne, claims that this was the fastest song he had ever written at the time, composing Evil Woman in 30 minutes as a filler song. And Evil Woman has a tribute to the Beatles within its lyrics, the line, "There's a hole in my head where the song comes in," being a nod to the Beatles song, Fixing a Hole. And that second tune you heard was Strange Magic, and that also comes from the 1975 album Face the Music, but was later released as a single in 1976, the A-side to the song Showdown in the UK, and the A-side to the song New World Rising in the US. And Strange Magic has been featured or sampled in a number of TV shows and movies, such as the 2004's Ella Enchanted, the TV show That 70s Show, the 2012 film Hunky Dory, the TV show The Mindy Project, and even in the 2007 Broadway production, Xanadu. So moving right along, the next two tunes I have for you guys to close out the show, the first one will be Sweet Talkin' Woman, and that will be followed by Don't Bring Me Down. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Waiting for the operator on the line.
And welcome back, everybody. So this has been Throwback Thursday on KHJX 93.1 FM, the voice of Hendrix College here in Conway, Arkansas, and I've been your host, Hannah Blevins. And this week's theme has been the music of ELO, or Electric Light Orchestra. And those last two tunes you heard, the first one was Sweet Talkin' Woman from the 1977 album Out of the Blue. And some fun facts about it, the song's original title was Dead End Street, but this was changed during the recording session. And some believe the change was made to avoid confusion with the Kinks single of the same name from 1966. And Sweet Talkin' Woman became ELO's third top 10 hit from the album Out of the Blue in the UK, reaching number 6, and in the US it reached number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100. And that last tune you heard was Don't Bring Me Down, and that comes from the 1979 album Discovery. And some fun facts about it, it is the final track off of that album, and it was the band's highest charting hit in the US, reaching number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was also the band's first song to not feature a string section. And a bonus fun fact, the song was dedicated to the NASA Skylab space station, which re-entered Earth's atmosphere on July of 1979. So thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you can tune in for next week's Throwback Thursday, and be sure to tune in to some of the other awesome shows that are on KHDX. Till next time.